every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown.
Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lavetta. How are you?
I'm doing good. I would be better had I known about some of the stuff you knew about. Tell me what happened over at Cinema South. Y'all know I love movies. What happened?
Well, you know what? First of all, we found out at the last minute that there was going to be a free movie premiere of a movie called Chicago, The Hidden War. And local clergy came together and they had relationships with the producer. Now, real quick, the producer made the first round of the cuts for the Academy Awards for the best documentary. And this gentleman's from New York. He went to Chicago to film Chicago because of the gun violence and the violence that they're having. So the first 100 people that came to the movie, it was free to see. We had open dialogue after the movie, and it really tugged at my heart. Emotions were up and down, and then it really showed how the community could come together to help stop the violence, and if like they did in Chicago, and the focus was how the community could come together, what part can we play? We had law enforcement in there, we had clergy in there, had social civic organizations, and we believe that we're on the right path to do so.
Absolutely. I'm upset I didn't know about it, but that's okay. At least, because especially with them saying only 100 people get in there, I love me a good movie, and I love to know about things and how we can fix things before they actually happen. So what was one, I know to, what was it, last night there was a prayer rally. Tell me about that and what we hope to accomplish from that.
So the prayer rally was just another outpour from the community, from the local clergy to come together. In there for the next couple days, they're going to pray 24 hours straight. They got several community churches. They're coming together. Some churches took a whole day, and they're going to fast and pray over the city. But yesterday was the kickoff, and it just really gave a rally cry to say, hey, we're going to start taking our church out into the community outside the four walls. And that's what the movie in Chicago was really about. It showed you local clergy and pastors that were marching and walking the streets, and they knew one another, and they would evangelize and talk to one another. But Lavetta, the one thing that you saw there was Monday night, there was a mix. There was a mix of black and white clergy, civic social organizations, because I made it clear that so goes Youngstown, so goes this region and this valley.
Absolutely.
So, we've all got to stand up, and the one thing one young man said, the reason he liked to go to school, he said, because of my teachers and my friends. So we have influencers out on these young people's lives, and we got to make sure that we take advantage of it. But you'll have an opportunity to see the movie. That was one of that was asked, do we believe that we can invite others to come see this movie? And we all raise our hands and say yes. So I won't let you forget the next time it's coming.
I ain't forget. Didn't nobody invite me, but I'm getting in the next time. I want to be first in. So I'm thankful that we had the prayer rally because, you know, I grew up old school church, and we were having church on street corners and always praying in the neighborhoods and stuff. And that did have a lot to do with the decline back in the day. We just got to kind of get back to that, because I'm noticing an uptick in the violence going on in the city. Tell me what you know about that and what we can do.
You know, one of the things we're noticing that individuals are not, it's the retaliation. You know, you do something to me, I do something to you. But I think the one thing when the community comes together, and one thing one of the pastors said about the local clergy is that we probably know somebody in that family that the pastor can reach out to say, I need to talk to, you know, Jamal or JJ, or I need him to come to the church. And one thing they want to do is they have their church to be a mediation center. So we can bring those two individuals together, because Grandma or Deacon Jones brought them to the church for something before. Bring them again, and let's have a sit down and see if we can squash these things. So mediation, mentorships are all part of what we're working on. And we need the individuals to really know how things start is with the miscommunication. We need to really start communicating. You may have thought I said something. No, I didn't say that. Well, let's really find out what was said. So that's why we really want to get on the streets and find out, get to the core of the problem. What's the beef? What's the beef about? So that's why the clergy are coming on board, and other community organizations are coming on board as well.
All right. It's time to put some action behind those words and not just talk about it, but be about it. The Bible says, come now, let us reason together. That means talk about some stuff. Don't just be out here acting up. I know the word. Anyway, I want to thank you so much, Mr. Mayor, for being on with me this morning. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lavetta.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown. And be sure to join us in our next episode.